I think I might have 5 more minutes on the subject of the anointing of the baptism of the Holy Ghost. One of the great benefits of this anointing is that it helps us when we pray. The Bible tells us in Romans chapter 8 and verse 26 and 27, "Likewise, the Spirit also helps our weaknesses, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searches the hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God." Doesn't that make you happy? And we are supposed to be praying. Luke 18 and verse 1 tells us, "He spake a parable unto them to this end, that men ought always to pray and not faint." And then again he said in Matthew 26 and 41, "Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." And then again Jesus tells his listeners in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 6, "When you pray, enter into your closet, and when you have shut the door, pray to your Father which is in secret, and your Father which sees in secret shall reward you openly." You know what I have discovered? I've discovered that when I enter into the closet and close that door behind me, it seems to me that God, through the Holy Ghost, opens up a door right in front of me and beckons me to walk through. "Behold, I have set before you an open door, and no man can close it." Prayer, a common word among people of all religions. It's not easy to define. Even in Christianity, it doesn't give a simple, general definition. It has many facets and aspects. There is no one common acceptance. One common acceptance among one branch of religion may wholly be unknown to another. The practice of prayer ranges from quiet meditation to mechanical manipulations, such as the turning of a prayer wheel, the use of the rosary, lacerating the body, burning incense. Prayers are read from prayer books, chanted, recited eloquently, uttered informally, and shouted passionately and extemporaneously. They consist of supplication, intercession, thanksgiving, and praise. If we understand prayer to be man's attempt to commune with his God, it is the most primitive of religious exercises. Since his expulsion from the Garden of Eden, man has demonstrated himself to be instinctively a religious creature. He has built altars, shrines, and temples. Amidst joys and calamities, he has sought to commune with God, often a God he did not know. His rituals of religion are varied, but they reveal that inherently man, though depraved and rebellious, is obsessed with a desire to be in communion with his God. Not necessarily the true God, but his God. Since the call of Abraham and God's revelation to him, prayer is the sense of communion with the Creator, has been the very soul of worship. God among the Israelites was thought of as the God that hears prayers. While Israel endeavored to keep the covenant with him, prayer was purposeful, highly intelligent, and proved to be the pivot on which many momentous events of their history turned from defeat to triumph. However, their prayer victories do not appear to have been the common lot of the average citizens of Israel. Prior to the day of Pentecost, Israel was represented before God by her priests and prophets. Their priests and prophets were expected to know God and some of them even enjoyed the fillings of the Spirit. But such experience was rare, extraordinary, exceptions. If these 5 minutes have been a blessing to you, let us know. We would love to hear from you. Email us at BibleStrong316@gmail.com. We love you.